When evil conspires for tomorrow, we ride tonight. You're listening to Tomorrow's News Tonight with your host, Chase Geyser.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geyser. This is Tomorrow's News Tonight. We'll have Alex Jones with us. Alex, back to you, sir.
Well, I mean, Chase, I want you to be able to go to calls and cover all the news. And again, I'm extremely frustrated. We got to focus on this all day. But this is about the heart and soul of the Trump administration, about everything we stand for. And he's sliding on so many other issues the wrong direction. And so many other areas he's doing great. But we can't take him at doing 97% good 2 months ago and then 80% good. It's moving fast to the bad. And so I am in total horror. I mean, they tried to put me in prison. They put Owen in prison. They've got a receiver again. We'll try to block him in court. They can shut us down as early as next week. God, I don't want to prove people right. People say, oh, you know, or prove ourselves right. Oh, you keep surviving. It's fake or whatever. Yeah, right. You're there. You witness it. You've been there when they come shut the building down, cut the power. You've been through the hell we've been through. The fact we've survived so much is just shows God is in control. So, I mean, I am just so torn because, you know, there I am talking to the Justice Department. They have criminal investigations of our enemies going on. They're telling me good stuff. But, you know, that's compartmentalized people, though they're high level. And I called people this morning. They said, no, Trump's looking for a special counsel. And I'm like, hallelujah, this is great. And then he does this again today. And I don't just believe him. I know he's right. The Democrats have controlled this file for decades on Epstein. And then obviously they left in there what they wanted, took out what they wanted. And that's right when he says that. But then to attack his constituents and say you're part of fake news if you cover this. And when he does that, it's just wrong. It's just stupid. And so it looks to me like a deal he's made to do this, to try to shut this down. And so that's just where I stand on this. And, you know, Laura Trump, again, came out on Benny Johnson yesterday and said, no, we're going to do the right thing. He wants to make this right. And I was so happy. And then he, you know, I got off the air a couple hours later. I was busy doing work, literally meeting with lawyers about trying to keep InfoWars on the air, which is their plan to keep me distracted with that. But it's okay. And then I saw that. It was like a punch in the gut. I was driving back to the office at about 6 o'clock after I met with lawyers. I was driving. I watched the videos, but I listened to them, and I was just like, what? You know, I called you, and I said, God, this is just terrible. So we should play right now what Laura Trump said yesterday and then what's in the news today about a special counsel that I confirmed. And we break major stuff. You have a lot of sources, folks. It's like people take that for granted. And that's real sources, you know, DOJ. And just like we broke that, you know, they were going to raid the FBI. The FBI was going to raid the FBI in March, and they did. We broke that 48 hours before it happened, or 36 hours before. And then to see this reversal, it just makes no sense. It's not classic Trump. It's so contrary to him. And so we just have to be proud of Trump supporters that we support Trump because he gets our agenda through. And he's been a warrior for us. We don't support him like he's our God, you know, saying Biden's the smartest he's ever been. This is the best Biden. You know, he's as smart as a tack. And so that's where we are. And at the end of the day, though, listeners can know we'll be faithful to the end, no matter what, as long as you back us. We'll never sell out. We'll never give in. We'll never back down. We could give out. And that's why folks sharing the videos, sharing the articles. We've got some crew that's been there since 7 a.m. You know, so what's 7 a.m. until, you know, 10 o'clock at night right now? And then, you know, I told the crew, I said, you guys want to do extra shows? You can. We got to hire more people. But you got to take clips out of the show because that's what's really powerful. That'll reach 10 times tonight, the millions that watch this. Tens of millions will watch the clips. You just put them out. Mm-hmm. So we have a crew that has the spirit to keep fighting on, but, you know, we can't do it without you. We plan, whether InfoWars survives or not, very soon, do it 24 hours a day with new backers, all the rest of it. We can only do this with your support. So I go back to that at the end of the day. You've seen us cheerlead Trump when he's right, go against him when he's wrong. And so, you know, we just cannot. Sorry, my, I had to plug a cord in because my phone was about to die and it's over there against the wall kind of pulling it. But, you know, that's the bottom line, Chase. So I really appreciate you. And I really appreciate the viewers. But we literally cannot do this without you. The globalists are so pissed that we're independent. We never back down. We never shut up. And they're so pissed that we're a focal point for the people. And that's why when they go get the new InfoWars Tactical Battle Dagger Limited Edition, when they get a great supplement, when they get a Gulf of America t-shirt when they get the great methylene blue.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, this is really funny because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. So it's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. Looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesshow.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalist in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Exposing tomorrow's tyranny tonight, it's Chase Geyser.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Tomorrow's News Tonight. We will be getting to your calls shortly, but more from Alex Jones, who has been gracious enough to give us his time in this dire time in the United States of America, where we need voices like his and InfoWars more now than ever as we try to fight for humanity. Alex, back to you, sir.
Well, Chase, thank you, but I don't say this to sound gracious. You are gracious. You know, you were there at 9 a.m. this morning. You're now there at 10 o'clock at night. Wes and Rob Agueros and Charlotte, my daughter, and the rest of the crew up there, which I, when you guys said 2 weeks ago you wanted to start doing nighttime shows, I was like, you guys can't, no, we want to do it. So literally for no extra pay, they are up there, a limited crew, because they understand history's happening. And I just said, well, don't let it affect the other shows. Well, let's do it. We got so much exciting things to do with our new backers. They're already getting 10,000 square foot new building. And regardless, we're not going to back down, but it's only because of your support. We're going to go 24 hours a day. My goal is within 1 year. Mm. Within 6 months, not just a new backup studio, but a whole new incredible system, 24 hours a day with the latest breaking news. We intend to actually have multiple feeds 24 hours a day. We're going to do incredible things. You think InfoWars does something so far? Wait till you see InfoWars 2.0. That I don't know. See, that's the thing. They thought that they took money away. They had to admit the New York Times 6 months ago. Well, yeah, meager assets. Turned out he didn't have any money. Of course. I didn't judge myself by money. I mean, you know, I got a four-bedroom house and a tiny pool. I feel like a king. I had a bigger house, sold it. I don't even need a bunch of nice stuff. That painting on the wall, I bought at a garage sale for like $50. So none of this, what matters to me is what I stand for, what I believe, what I do, my integrity. And so I'm as happy as a pig, and you know what, telling the truth. That's why I hate seeing Trump deviate from where we are. So I'm very thankful to the crew, very thankful to the viewers, very thankful to the listeners. And the system wants us off the air for the next pandemic, the next war, the next fraud, the next lie, because they know we'll lead the charge telling the truth like I did 8-9 days ago last Monday. And that's really our job, is to steadfastly tell the truth. When it comes to this, I'm autistic. I'm not saying I'm overall, you know, autistic. That's an overgeneral term of just basically gifted people who also have some issues, idiot savants. But I really can't tell a lie. I mean, I've never been good at it, but I mean, the last 5, 6, 7 years, I just can't even do it. People ask why I got arrested for DWI 4 years ago. And I've been at dinner, Japanese food, bought a medium-sized bottle of sake with my wife. She was in her own car. I left. A little half bottle, maybe 4 glasses total. Cops pull me over. They say, you've been drinking? I said, yeah, two glasses of sake. They go, get out. Stand on 1 foot. And I said, my Achilles is blown. I can't do these exercises. They said, you're going to jail. And they breathalyzed me. And even though I blew under, they said, you're still going to jail. And they breathalyzed me at the police station under. And I remember the jail guard asked me, they said, we're reading your report. Why did you admit to drinking? You'd have been let go. And I just said, at that moment, I just told the cop the truth. And it wasn't, you know, I was 16, pulled over drinking, and with girls in the car, there's a case of beer under the seat, I lied. But it was like, the truth was so important at that moment that I just said, yeah, 2 glasses of sake. boom, arrested. And so, because when you don't lie anymore, this thing clicks in your brain where your brain doesn't have to think about lying anymore, and it gets like five times faster. You know, like my wife, God bless her, you know, she'll sit there and she'll say, "Oh, wow, that girl was talking to you. You think she's hot?" And I'll just say, "Yeah, honey, I'll be honest with you. I think she's gorgeous. You know, you're gorgeous too. I mean, she's gorgeous. Yeah. It's, yeah. And it's a simple, people ask, like, the left always runs headlines when I talk about this. They go, Jones is a hypocrite. He's against abortion, but he admits to paying for a macho. That's like a murderer admitting murder was wrong rhetoric. It doesn't mean he supports murder. I didn't pay for an abortion after 18 years old. And I didn't realize it was a human when girls would get pregnant and say, give me $300 and I give them money. I told the story so people that have had abortions can't admit their guilt and so double down and say, I love abortion. I go, no, it's okay. God will forgive you. I probably paid for at least 10 that I know of. I've killed my children. I would die. I know Charlotte's there right now. 20 years old, so beautiful. 21. I would die right now to save her life. And then I think of all those children that I mindlessly, through the system, murdered. And I don't say that to make myself sound good. It's humanization. It's truth. So I've not cheated on my taxes, not hurt people, not screwed listeners. No, I mean, I've been a very moral Boy Scout, because that makes sense. It's not hard to. Except when I was lied to and just, oh, a girl's pregnant. It's just a blob of tissue. I've killed more people than Jeffrey Dahmer. But God forgave me, and the left can't get it. They go, God, this is discrediting. He's against abortion, but he admits he did it. No, that's the whole point. I've done it, and I can be forgiven, and you can be forgiven, just like the thief and the murderer on the cross. Yeah. One didn't believe he could be forgiven. The other did and was forgiven. So I don't say that to make myself sound good. It's the truth to help other people understand that I would literally die right now for any of my four children. Here's a wood chipper. We're going to kill your son. We're going to kill your daughters. If you don't jump in that wood chipper, I would jump head first into a wood chipper for them. But when I was mind controlled and just believed the system, oh, it's nothing. Oh, a girl wants $300, which sounds cheap to actually sell the baby parts and make now millions, back then tens of thousands. It's so sick. So they take that realism and that truth like it's a weakness. No. If I could be forgiven by God and risen up to fight tyranny and save millions of lives from COVID shots and abortion and protest abortion clinics and do all that, God has forgiven me. I know God's forgiven me. But I only tell that because I want people to know I'm human too. You're human. Only Christ and the Holy Spirit can forgive you. All right, take over, Chase. I know you got callers and a lot of other news to cover. God bless everybody. Let's cut this up. Let's make sure this gets out. And I appreciate you.
Thank you, Alex. Always an honor and a pleasure to speak with you. I really do appreciate it. Powerful words from Alex Jones amid all the latest developments. I am going to go ahead and give out the number, 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. Finally, 877-789-2539. We are live. It is 10:13 p.m. Central Time. This transmission is live from 9 to 11 p.m. on weeknights. It is Tomorrow's News Tonight. And in the interim, I actually want to show a little bit more of Alex Jones. This is clip 5 I'm going to show here. This is Alex specifically earlier today breaking down all the latest from Wired and the cyber experts who have looked into the metadata and the details of the video that was released allegedly 11 hours long with just 1 minute missing. Now it's showing that there were at least 3 minutes missing, allegedly 2 minutes and 53 seconds missing, and multiple cuts in Adobe Premiere. Let's watch clip 5 and then we'll take your calls on the other side.
I want to believe in President Trump. He's doing a great job on so many fronts. But 8-9 days ago, they put out that DOJ report saying Epstein killed himself and acted alone and wasn't a human trafficker and there wasn't blackmail, despite all the evidence and all the hearings and all the convictions and his accomplice being convicted of it, Ghislaine Maxwell. And then Trump saying, hey, I'm the one that ordered this. Now his daughter-in-law, the head of the RNC, Laura Trump, came out yesterday with the great Benny Johnson and said, no, we are going to continue the investigation. And then Trump came out in a press conference today and said, no, I've ordered Pam Bondi to release anything but the victims. So now we admit the stuff's there. Good. They've gone from their 180 from the truth to about a 140 back to the truth. Now, this broke last Thursday, and I saw it. Independent researchers looked at the raw footage that they supposedly released out of the hallway to Epstein's cell, which wasn't even the hallway to his cell, the cell block. It was around the corner and had a missing minute. Well, now it turns out Adobe Premiere, it's got almost 3 minutes missing and a bunch of other edits. And last week, I covered a little bit, but waited to see. Now, a whole bunch of independent researchers and groups have looked at the file put out by the FBI, and indeed, the thing is edited up one side and down the other. So, good Lord, what a scandal. And everybody's trying to throw Bondi under the bus, or Bongino under the bus, or Cashpatel under the bus, and now Bondi's, you know, needs to do a press conference. Bongino says, or he may not come back. This is a shit show. And look, I'm not trying to blame Trump, but that's where it goes. I told you last Monday, I said, this is Trump. And he later admitted that. He wants to move on for whatever reason, even though he's not implicated in it. This is a Streisand effect of the power of 10. It's not going away. And this is such a giant fiasco now, as I told people it was going to be. Then I noticed in the comments, the trending top of X, people were like, this video isn't even Epstein's cell. This is some other video. The DOJ, FBI didn't put anything out fake. This is the official video they put out. So the Q-type people will take anything and spin it as if it's 5 trillion D chess. No, this is a fiasco. This is what you would do if you wanted to be discredited and create a Streisand effect. Well, it'll make the Democrats release the list. The Republicans, Trump controls the files. Now the Democrats want the files released because they had the files before were able to cover up stuff they're involved in. It's the opposite of what the Q-tards are saying. This is an unmitigated disaster. But Trump's going the right direction, moving to appoint a special counsel, which my sources say they made the decision to do. Now they're searching for who the special counsel will be. I think it should be Ed Martin, though he's got so much other important work to do as the head of the Government Weaponization Task Force and the pardon lawyer. All right, Chase Geiser tonight and myself will be part of the broadcast as well. 9 p.m. Central, special feed at Real Alex Jones on X, breaking down this and the latest developments at Real Alex Jones tonight. 9 p.m. Central, see you there, Paul Revere's.
And we've got Tim Burchett saying that he would fire everybody at the DOJ. I'm going to show you clip 15 and then one more clip from Burchett as well. Let's run it.
Final question. If you were in charge of the DOJ, what would you do to restore the faith of the American people? Seems to be a big crisis of trust right now.
I would fire everyone there and make everyone reapply. And then they'd have to verify that they could do a job and what the heck they're doing, because it's just too deep. You know, like I said, Trump comes in first term, he fires the head guy thinking that'll do it. Not understanding that layer is deep. It goes deep and the corruption goes deep. And so I think you fire everybody. And then you make everybody reapply. And that allows a lot of patriotic Americans a shot at doing what they want to do. And that's bust bad people.
That's right.
And I think, you know, Cashpatel and my buddy Dan Bongino, I think they're incredibly patriotic Americans. And they're like me, are very idealistic, but they're very realistic. And I'm sure their frustration runs deep right now.
Yeah. That's what we're hearing.
Should there be an investigation or a special counsel investigation?
I don't know. I'm not an attorney. I just find them guilty and hang them publicly. I mean, that's not over the top either. I'm ready. I'm over it. It disgusts me. I'm big on clarity and transparency, and you know, that's a good reason people don't trust government, either party.
But you don't believe what the Justice Department is saying?
I don't know. No, I don't. I don't trust them.
Yeah, they all need to be hanged. We just need to root out these institutions entirely. DOJ, IRS, CIA, FBI. Let's go to Debbie in North Carolina. Debbie, what is on your mind this evening?
I'm sorry?
You are live on the air, Debbie. How are you?
Hey, I'm just great, Chase. I wanted to say to Alex that I'm old lady now. I'm 69 years old, and I can understand where he's coming from on the abortions he paid for, because I had a boyfriend that paid for an abortion for me when I was like 19, and I didn't even realize that I was sinning against God until I got saved. And so I know how Alex feels, but the reason I called in, I was just listening to him say that when I was on the phone waiting to get talked to. I honestly think that Trump needs to get rid of Susie Wiles immediately, because I've been here through presidents, and she is a double agent. There is no doubt about it in my mind. He is taking her advice because he thinks she's the smartest woman and the most powerful woman in the world. Well, why do you think that? I think that's the whole thing about this Epstein stuff. Trump needs to get rid of Susie Wiles and just go ahead and, if Netanyahu's involved, just put it out there.
I agree with you. I think everybody would absolutely understand if he simply did a press conference and he said, we're going to release the Epstein files that we have, and I was very surprised to discover that I was on the list, and we believe that there was a conspiracy to put me on the list in order to pressure my administration not to release any of the details for a litany of reasons, to protect the others on the list, to protect the intelligence operation that was being conducted by Epstein. And I think everybody would understand, after everything that Trump has been through, remember, they tried to impeach him multiple times. They falsely accused him and his campaign team and his administration of colluding with Russia. Then when trying to impeach him failed, they tried to frame him for an insurrection, which wasn't really an insurrection. They arrested hundreds of J6 protesters who were set up by federal operatives on the ground on that day. And then they tried to censor him from every major media platform. Then they tried to imprison him for a combined sentence of over 400 years, I believe, if he had been convicted of all of the charges brought against him. And then when that failed, they tried to assassinate him not once, but twice, and likely multiple times in addition to that that we haven't even heard about. I mean, nobody even talks about the fact that many people standing right behind him at a Tucson, Arizona rally came down with severe blindness immediately after an event, as if some directed energy weapon or poison or substance was used on the stage that he was standing on. And so everybody would understand if he said, look, I signed this executive order to release transparency, to have transparency in this administration. Of course, I didn't think that I was on the list because I know that I was never involved in anything with Epstein. But we found out through our investigation that they were trying to build a case against me. And I think that what they wanted to do is, in the event that Joe Biden or Kamala Harris had won the presidency in 2024, they were going to try to shut down Donald Trump forever by releasing their own version of the Epstein list. And they were just setting everything up to frame Trump for being on it. That's what I think happened. And I think the mistake that he's making now is he's trying to get everybody to forget about it, which is even more suspicious than if he were to simply say, look, I was surprised to find that I was on the list. Obviously, it's erroneous, but here are the details that we have. I mean, it's obvious what needs to be done and what's really happening here. It's obvious that if Trump had thought that he was on the list, he never would have signed that executive order to begin with or campaigned on the promise that he would release the transparency or be transparent about these issues. Let's go to Stephen in Wisconsin. Stephen, what is on your mind?
Can you hear me okay?
You sound great, Stephen.
Yeah, sorry. I gave you my name as Eris. I don't know why you put down Stephen.
That's okay.
Yeah, and I'm in Wisconsin. But anyway, yeah, I wanted to talk about the Epstein stuff. I was talking to Harrison about it, and he was talking about that one clip where the Epstein witness was talking about that it was like a Jewish country club.
Yeah.
And there was like a Jewish supremacy group. I didn't see you guys play that clip. You know, and I think that's one of the reasons why Trump is kind of avoiding it, because it's kind of like a spicy, hot topic.
Well, I mean, it's obvious that Mossad was involved with Epstein.
Well, they're such a power player, you know, like you don't want to mess with them and there's going to be problems. Like, you know, back in the day, it's like, you know, like he didn't want to get Jewed and stuff. And I think the world is like hitting the wailing wall, and that's why we're all wailing about these Epstein documents.
Yeah, I agree with you. Well, and a lot of people that have been very aware of what's going on with this Epstein debacle for a long period of time, even before Trump was elected again, have said that the Epstein list was never going to come out because of the Mossad connection. Let's look at clip 11 here.
All the information that's getting disclosed, supposedly this administration, what do you have the least faith that we're going to come to
Epstein,
a conclusion?
For sure.
Epstein.
And I think it's because of Israel.
Really?
I think that, because I think, I mean, when you really dig into Epstein, his entire network was Israel. It was clearly. Ehud Barak was the ex-prime minister and the ex-head of Israeli intelligence. Leslie Wexner was one of the most powerful pro-Israeli philanthropists. The whole organization was Israel.
So
and I'm not saying it was all of Israel.
It was all an intelligence gathering and...
And it was targeting Americans. It was targeting American officials and the American president.
Right.
And the CIA does have interest in those targets, too. Elements in the CIA does. Certainly they had help from the CIA, and certainly they had help from these other organized crime and intelligence operations. But you don't... Like, so for example, Dan Bongino, the new... deputy director of the FBI? He recently had this clip that went all around, where he said on camera that he had a source that he trusted deeply. And he's an informed guy. He was at a Fox News interview, and the source told him that Epstein was working for an intelligence agency in the Middle East. And I don't know which one, but someone in the Middle East. And to be fair, we all already knew this. We already know who he worked for. At least I think so. But I'm looking at, okay, Dan, so if this giant group of Jewish billionaires is running a sex trafficking operation targeting American politicians and business people and stuff, you think they're working with an Arab or Muslim nation in the Middle East? Like, you think that Leslie Wexner is devoting his entire life to philanthropies on behalf of Israel, but then he's going to work for Saudi Arabia when he's doing this trafficking ring?
Right. But if someone says to him that they're all working for a country in the Middle East, knowing he knows what that means but not specifying, doesn't he kind of have to repeat it that same way?
Well, he also has to repeat it the same way because he won't get the job if he says Israel.
Exactly.
Because Israel has so much control over our government right now. And I'm not saying that all Jews are in on something. Clearly, internet. Thank
Clearly,
you.
Internet.
And Joe is definitely not saying that.
Definitely not.
But the Israel's government is every bit as vulnerable to the deep state effect as the American government. But I would argue that Israel's government is way more vulnerable to it because of the people that founded Israel and the way it was founded. It was founded in a modern time, much more recently, it was a revolutionary founding. And I can totally sympathize with the Jewish desire to have that state. Like, I get it. But because of the way that happened, the people that founded Israel were a bunch of organized crime figures in America, the Jewish mob, that were helping with money and with arms trafficking to get the guns there because they had to have guns. And it was the Rothschild banking
families. And obviously, folks, it's abundantly complicated. And there are multiple special interests trying to do whatever they can to ensure that the details of this list aren't released. I'm going to go to more of your calls on the other side of this break coming up in 1 minute and 45 seconds. But before I go to your calls, it's important that I plug because we heard some incredible words from Alex Jones this evening. He gave a very powerful statement or message directly to the President of the United States, President Donald J. Trump. And the only reason it's possible for us to do this and have this impact and tell the truth in the face of an onslaught of darkness from the New World Order is because of your support. Now, the best way to show your support is the AlexJonesStore.com, and we do our best to make it as easy as possible for you to do so by developing the highest quality products at the lowest cost. And we've got this new Alex Jones special edition knife. This is an Alex Jones signature battle dagger fundraiser knife available right now at the AlexJonesStore.com. And it comes in this beautiful box featuring Alex Jones's signature on the top. The cool thing about this box is that you can actually use it to store some of your collectible coins. But when you open it up, you are met with this incredible blade engraved here in the United States of America with an awesome belt clip for easy use and durability. And pull out this incredibly sharp blade. It says 1776 on the base on one side. And then on the other side, it's got Alex Jones' signature. So please get this. We have a limited amount of them. I believe that we only made 5,000 of them. Get it now at the AlexJonesStore.com. Not just because it's an awesome collector's item. Not just because the supplements are incredible for your mind and your body and your health. Or because the packaging is amazing, just to have a memorabilia of the climax of the information war in your home, but because by supporting us at thealexjonesstore.com, you ensure that we can fight for humanity, our rights, our country, and our species. Stay with us for more on the other side.
RFK Jr. mixes something into his drink, people pay attention. Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water? Methylene Blue. Mel Gibson also praised Methylene Blue on Joe Rogan recently.
The stuff works, man.
A stimulant stimulates cells themselves to turn the cell up. This turns the energy up. That's why there's no letdown. That's why you can take this and go to sleep, too. But you sleep better on it, in my experience.
No, I really like it. I'm going to have to get on this stuff.
Here, show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
Our methylene blue, medical grade, made in Florida, is incredible. Cleans out your mitochondria, clarity, focus, energy. You've seen the rave reviews of every guest we've had on. It's game changing.
I feel like, wow, there's power in coalescing all your thoughts.
Did you hear our last guest, what she said happened to her?
No. What?
She said brain fog just lifted.
That's what it feels like.
I feel lighter. It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
This stuff kicked in and it like instantly I just felt like this weird meditative energy. I don't know how to explain it. I don't feel jittery. I just felt like instantly like I went from 5 hours of sleep like I got last night to like 10 hours. I don't know how to explain it. This stuff's new to me, but I like it. Methylene blue works for me.
I just kind of feel like I'm sitting up straight more. I'm thinking more. The thoughts are coming in easier. I'm making decisions faster. And it really does. And it gives you clean energy.
When I'm talking, it seems like it's not really me talking. I can hear my talking and going, wow, you're...
I agree. It's almost like an out-of-body experience. It's like you're behind yourself.
That is what it feels like. But my brain's going really fast.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
Yeah!
I feel more energetic. I feel more alive.
I found that within 30 minutes of taking it, I have improved focus, improved short-term memory, improved energy. But if I take it late in the day, it doesn't interfere with my ability to sleep, which is very rare for something like this. I get a tingly feeling in my fingertips. It's almost like it's improving my circulation.
I feel tingling fingers.
Methylene blue radically increases glucose uptake in the brain.
Okay.
So it makes you better and more efficient at using your sugar. We all know the brain uses like 25% of the calories in the body or something crazy.
They've done studies that chess masters burn like 5,000 calories in a day in a tournament because they're so focused on directing energy to their mind as they're thinking so critically that it's like almost like an Olympic athlete.
Well, think about this stuff. It operates in a very similar way. That's the real thing Methylene Blue does. I really believe in this product. A lot of people have bought our Methylene Blue. Our Methylene Blue is incredible. I take it personally. But yeah, I mean, like, this is a solid product. Take this in the morning. A couple hours later, you'll experience the cognitive benefits of it.
I mean, it's so good, it's scary. It's just amazing. So yes, it really does work. It varies person to person, but it's amazing.
About 15 minutes ago, I took 10 drops of the Ultimate Methylene Blue. I must say that it does a damn good job.
99% of people that take it have between moderate to just insanely good effects. So good for your whole body.
Definitely noticed my focus, cognition increased, good energy right now. I'm a practicing dentist, so I have more patients to treat coming up, so I'm always looking for that afternoon boost without the slump.
With this, it's like in your head where you're like, you can feel it. Your body's a little tingly, but you're just more aware of what's going on.
I would definitely recommend the Alex Jones Methylene Blue here. It's great stuff, so thank you, Alex. Keep it coming.
Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexjonesstore.com.
Lies, no cover-ups, just truth. It's Tomorrow's News Tonight with Chase Geyser.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Tomorrow's News Tonight. I am Chase Geyser, your host for the next 24 minutes. Call in 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. It is 10:33 p.m. Central Time on Tuesday, July 15th, 2025. All right, let's go to Len in Indiana. Len, what is on your mind, sir?
Yes, Chase. You know, when Elon made that post on X about, did he say Donald Trump or just Trump? Because there is a Donald Trump Jr.
Interesting. I think he was referring to the president.
Well, he didn't say president.
Yes, but later on he apologized and deleted that tweet. He said some things about the president that he regretted. So,
no.
I think later on he characterized it. Why are you thinking one of the other Trumps might be on the list?
He's protecting him like he's protecting his firstborn.
Interesting. Just like Pharaoh, am I right?
Yes.
Wow. Powerful stuff, Len. Well, I tell you what, man, this guy has been through a lot, and I think his whole family's on board, and you don't get to the point where he is without having total buy-in from your family. It's possible that he's being blackmailed here, but ultimately I think he's just trying to make it go away, and that's just not going to work, and it shouldn't work. And I'm hoping that he reverses course on this and we get the transparency and we can forgive him and he repents of this and moves back in the right direction. But, I mean, as it stands, it's not very promising. And the fact of the matter is we know that they have the black book. I mean, let's look at just a little bit of clip 7 here. In clip 7, we have proof that at least a list exists. Let's watch.
The black book went to auction recently.
Oh, really?
There's an auction house on Maryland's Eastern Shore called Alexander Auctions. They specialize mostly in World War II and even then mostly Nazi stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But they also deal in Americana, like, you know, paintings by Charles Manson, for example. Stuff like that. Yeah, it's cool stuff. They tried to auction the Black Book recently. The estimate was $75,000 to $100,000, and it didn't sell. So the book is out there. Why then does the FBI not have a copy and then release the copy? If we know who was in the black book, why haven't they told us? To me, that would be part of a file. It would be part of a record. What you're talking about is even more important. Virginia Giuffre, who recently committed suicide, but who very bravely testified against Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell.
Are we talking about the lady who got hit by the truck?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, she killed herself a couple of weeks after that.
Allegedly.
She testified that there was a room at Epstein's mansion in the Caribbean where from the floor to the ceiling, it was just monitors.
Right.
And there were guys in there monitoring the monitors. Every room in the house and every bathroom in the house was wired for video.
All right. So let's go back to callers. Mike in Montana. Mike, what do you think, sir?
Good to talk to you again. Yeah, man. I think everyone out there in, you know, MAGA land needs to ask themselves a question. That question is, when has Trump lied about, you know, the fake news being fake news?
Yeah.
And I mean, it's just
look, it's just both Trump and Elon Musk. It's hard to find any instances in which they've lied to us.
Right.
You know, yep. And to say there is no client list is probably technically correct, but in spirit, incorrect, because we understand that there wasn't some list on a legal pad that Epstein wrote down all the people that he blackmailed. But we can certainly compile a list based off of the treasure trove of terabytes and terabytes of evidence. That's what everybody was asking for.
Right. Have you seen the new flight logs that got released?
There were new ones that were released? No, I haven't seen those. The most recent ones that I saw were from last year.
Yeah, allegedly there were some released at about 3 o'clock today or 4 o'clock today. I don't know. They look kind of sketch to me.
Interesting. I'll have to take a look at that.
It looks like auto pen if you look at all the signatures on there. And you know, oh, surprise, surprise, Donald Trump's on there. And here's the thing. It at this point, you know, we know Bill Clinton was on it 34 times. Why hasn't Bill Clinton been indicted for that?
Yeah, no kidding, right? I mean? And he was actually going to the island, which is different for like the Donald Trumps that are on the list.
Right. Yeah, and why sit there and, you know, just sit there and harp on Donald Trump and they were sitting on that for their whole administration, all that information for the entire duration of their, you know, tenure. So, I mean, what are you guys going to do with that?
Yeah, like, well, I want to see the Comeys and the Brennans indicted for fabricating evidence. Then I want it to come out that they fabricated putting Donald Trump on the list. And then I want the list to come out. I mean, that would be the ideal outcome here. Let's go to clip 20 here. This is Mike Benz, who's been doing probably the best job of anyone on the internet, breaking down everything that's happening and what needs to happen next. Let's watch 20.
The very last piece we have on this was a formal investigation done by the Justice Department Office of Professional Responsibility, which was supposed to put this to bed. It's a 348-page report. The only disclosure that they have asking Alex Acosta about the intelligence question was a random footnote, one footnote. It's footnote 244 on page 169. And they asked him if he had knowledge that Acosta was, quote, an intelligence asset. And this is all summary description, by the way. They don't give the transcript. And they said, Acosta told us the answer to that question is no. But we don't know what exactly they asked about this. And Epstein wouldn't have a 201 file on it. You can belong to intelligence without being a formal asset. I did a study recently of 10 financial fixers that the CIA had used to fix financing for various deals. 8 out of the 10 folks never had a 201 file, never were formally classified as assets. But there will still be traffic in the intelligence records. And we need to know if the Justice Department even asked, because they tried to put this story to bed by saying, oh, we did this OPR report and Alex Acosta walked back what he said to the Trump transition team, or what he contradicted Vicky Ward's reporting. Well, we don't know that because we never got the transcript. We got a one-line summary description buried in the 244th footnote. Now, that OPR investigation is totally sweeping. All of the audio files, all of the transcripts, all of the interviews can be made public. Now, OPR reported directly to Bill Barr. Bill Barr was the CIA's mop-up man for Iran-Contra. He started his career in the CIA. The Washington Post called him the CIA's fall guy because he blocked disclosures of CIA files. It's very possible that the intelligence angle could have been buried by Bill Barr himself. In that OPR investigation, get all of Bill Barr's email traffic, because they deleted Alex Acosta's emails on this. What that report showed was an 11-month data gap, mysterious technological glitch that deleted, dog ate all of the Justice Department, DOJ.gov emails of Alex Acosta starting May 2007, the very month that the FBI wanted to arrest Jeffrey Epstein, and then Alex Acosta stepped in to stop it. We need the full details of that
100% report. And we've got this breaking news today. House Republicans block Democrat-led effort to force release of Epstein files to the public. And Tim Burchett wrote a letter to Chairman Comer. Thank you for your continued leadership on the House Committee on Oversight and Reform. Given the events of the past week, I respectfully request you invite Ms. Ghislaine Maxwell to testify in a public hearing before the committee. Should Ms. Maxwell refuse the invitation, I encourage you to use subpoena powers. The American people have questions about the case involving Jeffrey Epstein. It is well beyond the time those questions are answered. And allegedly, there was a Maxwell family statement today as well. It says, quote, our sister Ghislaine did not receive a fair trial. Her legal team continues to fight her case in the courts and will file its reply in short order to the government's opposition in the U.S. Supreme Court. If necessary, in due course, they will also file a writ of habeas corpus in the U.S. District Court, Southern District of New York. This allows her to challenge her imprisonment on the basis of new evidence, such as government misconduct that would have likely changed the trial's outcome. Following the government's response, David Oscar Marcus, counsel of record for our sister and her petition to the United States Supreme Court, had this comment, quote, I'd be surprised if President Trump knew his lawyers were asking the Supreme Court to let the government break a deal. He's the ultimate deal maker, and I'm sure he'd agree that when the United States gives its word, it should keep it. With all the talk about who's being prosecuted and who isn't, it's especially unfair that Ghislaine Maxwell remains in prison based on a promise the U.S. government made and broke. These are sentiments with which we profoundly concur. So hopefully we do hear something from Ghislaine. I understand that she's not necessarily to be trusted, given that she was involved for such an extended period of time in such a heinous human trafficking network. That being said, if she perjures herself in a testimony to Congress, it would just add time to her sentence, so she has every incentive to tell the truth under penalty of perjury. Let's go to James in Indiana. James, you've been waiting for 24 minutes. What is on your mind, sir? You're live.
Good evening, Chase. Thanks for taking my call. And thanks for being there, by the way. I caught the tail end of the conversation with you and Alex talking about you guys being there basically voluntarily. And I mean, yeah, hey, it's great. We definitely need more nighttime, not communist shows, for sure.
I know,
anyway.
Man, it's hard. This is so much better than Hannity, am I right?
It's pretty good. Pretty good stuff. With that being said, on topic here with the Epstein stuff everybody's talking about, I had a pretty horrifying, I guess you'd say, wild thought about it. Just get your take on it. You know, Trump's been saying all the stuff's been coming out. Trump's been talking about, you know, the Democrats have had these files for years. They've had all this information for years. And I thought, yeah, if they've had the information for years that shows how, you know, how they're all guilty and they're all in there. They couldn't have doctored them, and the only thing that's left in the files is just anything that will destroy Trump and the Republican Party. And that's maybe why they don't want to talk about it anymore. They're just trying to shove it under the rug. They have no plan of how to deal with it. I don't know. It kind of crossed my mind.
Yeah, no, it seems likely to me. But the irony, though, is on the one hand, they're coming out and they're saying that the Democrats have doctored all these files. They've had them for years. They've manipulated them. But then on the other hand, they're saying that the official narrative from the Democrats is correct, that he killed himself. And that there's nothing to see here, because that's also what the Democrats were saying basically ever since 2019. And so either they doctored everything and it's all BS, or they didn't doctor everything and they've been telling the truth the whole time. Right. So it just doesn't add up. We have to hold Trump's feet to the fire on this. We have to have transparency. Let's go to Johnny Freight Train in Florida. First caller, Johnny Freight Train. What is on your mind this evening, sir?
I've got something to say that involves the situation that Trump's involved with. Now, I know God gave him divine protection in Butler, Pennsylvania, and that's pretty much relatively true. But I would just like to quote what Martin Luther King Jr. preached on probably more than once. But he said, to know the truth, because the truth shall set you free.
Amen.
If one tells the truth as the president of this nation, then he's going to be blessed a lot more than what he's been blessed, is what I've got to say, Chase.
Amen to that, brother. Speaking of the truth, I was interested to see this clip comparing Sonny Hostin now versus then from The View. Let's watch clip 18.
People were dying for this information. There was some sort of list that everybody thought was going to come out, and who's on the list? What's important for us to note is we shouldn't be repeating names that are on the list.
Oh my God.
Because just because your name has not on the list, but in the documents, just because your name is on the documents doesn't mean that you have done anything criminally irresponsible or illegal or civilly irresponsible. Or that you were a client. These documents, as I read them, only reflect Epstein's sexual assaults of women and his sexual behavior. So I think that...
And Ghislaine also?
And Ghislaine. And so being named in this suit does not equate to being accused of wrongdoing. And I think that is extremely important, because conspiracy theorists seem to not understand or enjoy facts.
Yes.
These are the facts. Yes. There is a list. Trump's name is on the logs, the passenger logs of Epstein's aircraft.
Oh, everything changes if Trump's name is on it.
Been made public. I mean, of course, Trump is denying any and all allegations, but all of that information is out there. Why not just put it to rest and say, release the list?
Here's a word from Megyn Kelly. Let's see what she had to say.
Of that, I have the names of the people who are making the claim that that Jeffrey Epstein killed himself, and that the most gross, you know, and sort of extreme of the conspiracy theories, theories, just don't even call them conspiracy theories, the most sort of, you know, extreme version of the theory is not true. I have names of the people who are claiming that. Okay, they are all in the administration. And this is my point. If other people want to make those claims that are counter to that, then they should provide evidence or at least put their names on it so we can question them about that as well. Because otherwise, we're just in the realm of pure speculation. And frankly, I just don't find that useful. I would love more useful information. This is why I'm angry at Pam Bondi. I think there should be all the useful information possible. But the same thing holds true for people who are making claims on the other side. Otherwise, I can claim that he was working for a cadre of space aliens who are blackmailing high-profile Americans in order to protect from a future invasion. And there's just about as much evidence for that as many of the claims that are being made on the other side.
All right, well, let's
any
talk
claim
about that.
That is made requires evidence. Any claim that's being made requires actual evidence. And at the very least, in the absence of evidence, the credible names of the people that I can either trust or not trust, ranging from, again, the president of the United States and vice president to the head of the FBI, the AG, and the deputy head of the FBI.
Well, I think it's very hard to say those people need to come out and put their names on their on these claims when they're working for an administration, this one and the one before, that didn't want that to come out. You're asking somebody to countermand the people they work for.
How am I supposed to falsify their claims? Now we're working in the realm of the unfalsifiable.
You're not, but you're... Look, Ben, you can't come to me and say, everybody I know says he killed himself. And then I respond saying, I actually have my own sources who say he didn't. And then you say, well, your sources are not valid because they won't put their names on it. Okay.
Well,
who are your sources? Let's go down
I'm
the list, and then we'll talk about why they might be saying that.
My sources are the President of the United States, the Vice President of the United States, Cash Patel, the head of the FBI, Dan Bongino, the deputy head of the FBI, and Pam Bondi, the attorney general. And those aren't just my sources. Okay. They're everybody's sources because they publicly came out and said this.
Okay. Trump hasn't specifically weighed in on that specific aspect of it. We've all seen the limited things that Trump has said and tweeted on this. And J.D. Vance was calling for transparency and suggesting otherwise prior to taking office.
Dead.
He hasn't commented on this so far.
I still think he's in witness protection. And I think that's the main reason that this is all being covered up. And I think that's the main reason that they put Trump's name erroneously on the list to pressure him into not cracking wide open publicly and admitting the Mossad connection to the Epstein trafficking ring. But here's something that seems very unlikely. This is a clip 26 from Benny Johnson saying what he's heard. And I wish this was true, but doesn't feel likely based on what we've seen from Trump. Let's watch.
Everything's changed. So I spent the entire afternoon talking with federal law enforcement sources, and everything has changed. The attitude towards full disclosure, towards a special counsel, towards Pam Bondi having a unlimited press conference and maybe a recurring press conference on this, towards various investigators going out with their work, towards the unsealing of all of the evidence that may be boring, maybe pedantic, but is something that the American public wants and is would be a promise kept by the Trump administration. All of that evidence is currently under seal in the Southern District of New York. It belongs to the DOJ. The DOJ can unseal it at any time. There's been a massive movement, Emily. I can report that on your show first and exclusively towards massive disclosure. And a lot of this is because of what happened this weekend in Tampa, Florida, where I live, with Student Action Summit, Turning Point USA, where you had the likes of everyone from Steve Bannon to Megyn Kelly to Tucker Carlson calling for these releases. I myself called for the release on stage, and the cheers were uproarious. It was, of course, a Student Action conference inside of a sports arena, and it sounds like you just won the championship when you called for the release of the Epstein files. Charlie Kirk did a remarkable job on giving tough love, I think, and a bit of a friendly nudge to the administration.
And I hope to see a massive reversal. I just doubt that it's coming. I know that we saw a lot of encouraging things this weekend in Tampa from Turning Point and Charlie Kirk and others who we would have expected would have doubled down on covering this up and just moving on and getting in line with the Trump administration. But that's not what happened. They advocated for more transparency. They doubled down on the truth of this coming out. Everybody knows that this stinks to high heaven, and we want answers. Regardless of how inconvenient these answers may be, we want the answers. And we'll stand with Trump if he's erroneously placed on the list. But what we can't stand with Trump on is when we know that he's lying about the fact that there isn't a list, that he's not fulfilling his promise of increasing transparency, and that he's insulting us for wondering what the hell is going on, when wondering what the hell is going on is all any rational person can do given the latest developments in this case. Let's go to Ryan in South Dakota. Ryan in South Dakota, what's on your mind, sir?
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Chase, for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I have been kind of following this case on the flooding in Texas, and I haven't heard anybody bring up the South Dakota Rapid City flood of 72. And I'm pretty sure it's been on the local news that they overseeded the clouds.
Well, there certainly was cloud seeding that took place in Texas just days before. We had the CEO of that company, the company's called Rainmaker, on several of our shows last week. And it seems unlikely that cloud seeding was responsible for what happened in Texas, based on my sense of the CEO, Augustus, who we spoke with, and his explanation. And I got the sense that he was telling the truth, though it is very suspicious, the timing, isn't it?
Yes, and I believe Augustus. I watched your show, and he seemed very credible. But I'm just wondering, back with the 72 flood, they weren't very experienced, from what I've been told. So maybe it can contribute. I'm not saying that it contributed to the Texas flood, but I'm saying that they probably can cause a big flood.
Oh, sure,
really
absolutely. And when you start messing with the weather, who knows what the ripple effect is of that as well. I'm 100% skeptical of all forms of weather modification, and I think that it should be highly regulated and under control. I mean, we spend a lot of time arguing about whether or not we should be using nuclear power because of the dangers associated with nuclear power, but we spend very little time arguing about whether or not we should engage in weather modification when it seems to me just as dangerous that we would have the power to modify the weather as it is that we would be able to collide atoms with one another and create this energy. So I'm 100% with you on that. I'm not sure the extent to which this technology has been used or weaponized, but it's something that's been experimented with since the end of World War II. We know that they can steer hurricanes and manipulate the weather in a massive sense. We've had whistleblowers who've been in the bases in Antarctica that say that they can trigger earthquakes all over the world from the base, from deep underground, these directed energy weapons. It's insane the capabilities that our government, that our military-industrial complex has, and it's shocking. Frankly, when you talk about it with a layman or just an average American, they think you're crazy, but then when you look into it, it's all backed up, verified witnesses, videos, testimonies, documents, declassified files. I mean, it's obvious that they can do terrible things. And right now, we even have rumors that Yellowstone is about to blow. All the scientists are saying, oh, it's not going to happen. But you've got the bears migrating south. You've got the tigers, or the mountain lions, rather, migrating south away from Yellowstone. I think Yellowstone's about to blow. But folks, we're coming up on the end of this transmission. We've just got about a minute and 43 seconds left. And I want to remind everybody to go to the alexjonesstore.com. Now, we've got a couple of amazing things. The first thing is the Power Drive Bundle, which is 10 times more powerful than Turbo Force. If you take the power plant and the methyl drive, both formulated by Rex Jones, Alex's son, who's like a savant when it comes to supplements, if you take them together, you will experience incredible natural energy sourced from within your body. It's not something that gives you energy from outside. It's something that weaponizes and empowers your own body to generate energy. That's why there's no crash. It's absolutely incredible. You'll experience a change in your energy level and state of mind within minutes of taking Power Plant and Methyl Drive together. This is the Power Drive Bundle. Plus, we've got a limited run of these Alex Jones fundraiser signature battle daggers. They come in this beautiful box. I mean, this is when I first opened this today, when the Bigly guy sent it into the studio, I couldn't believe how just incredible it was. It's astounding, the quality of this. It's like something you would get from Apple, but you pop it open and you've got this dagger in here, which is incredibly sharp. It's got a hard plastic case, which attaches easily to your belt, whatever you're wearing, so you can use it when you're hunting or just in need of having the tool easily accessible. Plus, when you pop it open, it's got 1776 on one side and the Alex Jones signature on the other. This is a fundraiser to keep us on the air no matter what happens to InfoWars. We will always be on the air as long as you support us at thealexjonesstore.com. So go to thealexjonesstore.com, experience the benefits of the Power Drive Bundle, and get this amazing collector's knife, the signature Alex Jones fundraiser battle dagger, right now. Not just because these products are awesome, folks, but because it's so important in this time that InfoWars remain on the air.
Just got in my methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, USP grade from thealexjonesstore.com. And I've heard all the rants and raves about this. I'm real interested to see how I'm going to feel. I'm going to do a third dropper and then some water right now. And I am going to see, yeah, that's plenty. Maybe that's a little bit more. I'm going to mix this up. And excited to see how this is going to work. So after I fully drink this, I will let everybody know the effects of what is the unlimited power. What's going on, Xers? Jay Rocket here. Just giving y'all an update. It's been an hour past doing the one dropper of the Ultra Methylene Blue, USP grade, the alexjonesstore.com. Currently at the gym right now, and it's hard to explain what I feel, other than I do feel the mental clarity. I don't have any cloudy thoughts. My focus seems relaxed, but very on point. And the energy kind of feels clean, no jittery, things like that. I haven't really felt any tingling or anything. Maybe if I'll even probably take an extra dropper next time. This is on an empty stomach as well. So
definitely feel just cool, calm, and collected, but very focused, very centralized. It's a very calm Zen feeling. So if you haven't gotten to try this stuff yet, y'all need to go to the alexjonesstore.com and get your methylene blue today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.